Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new WBUR poll out this morning finds Elizabeth Warren with a lead of more than 30 points over potential Republican challengers as she runs for a second U.S. Senate term. The poll also finds 53% of voters have a favorable view of Warren, and most people have never heard of her GOP opponents. WBUR's Fred Tice has details.
The candidates in the Republican primary who hope to face Elizabeth Warren have their work cut out for them. 72% of voters surveyed have never heard of State Representative Jeff Diehl of Whitman. 74% have never heard of former Mitt Romney aide Beth Lindstrom. She's running against Diehl in the Republican primary. And 83% have never heard of a third Republican candidate, investment manager John Kingston. Steve Cozzella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the survey for WBUR.
I think the main feature is really that people aren't paying a lot of attention to her Republican opponents and that her lead remains quite significant even 4 months after we last polled this race.
If the election were today, Warren would easily win re-election. Only 20% of registered voters say they would vote for Diehl, 19% for Lindstrom, and 21% for Kingston. Depending on who the Republican candidate is, 7 to 9% say they would vote for independent Shiva Ayyadurai in the general election. Warren would walk away with more than 50% of the vote in any matchup. The poll finds 61% of women have a favorable view of Warren, like Roberta Driscoll of Ipswich.
I think she's done a great job because she doesn't accept status quo, which I think too many politicians do.
But the poll reveals that Warren is vulnerable among three groups, and one of them is men. More men, 46%, say they have an unfavorable view of Warren than have a favorable view, 44%. Frederick Halsey of Weymouth is among those with an unfavorable view of Warren.
She's demoralizing this country. She doesn't know what she's doing. She demoralizes the president, and she's a big cause of it, really. He's doing a great job, and I don't care what she says or nothing, she should be thrown out of the Senate.
Warren also has trouble connecting with voters with a high school education or less, as well as those making $150,000 a year or more. In both groups, Warren's unfavorables slightly outmatch her favorables. Among the higher income group is Boston firefighter Shannon Blair, who takes issue with some of Warren's progressive positions.
I'm much more get up and do it by yourself, for yourself, and for the small group of people that you care about around you. So I'm not really a big social net or social justice type of person, much more of an independent person.
But pollster Steve Cozzella puts these weaknesses of Warren's in context.
Yeah, she's weaker among a couple groups, but you know, I think the thing that stands out is that she's still winning among them.
If the election were today, the poll predicts she would best Republican opponents, even among men, people with a high school education or less, and people who make $150,000 or more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.